This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. When the government intervenes in the economy, is it all downhill from there? Are we inexorably hurled down the road to serfdom? Don Boudreau, a professor of economics at George Mason University and adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, says no. In a recent article in The Freeman, he argues it's the very robustness and resilience to interventions that makes the marketplace so remarkable. There is concern, I think, among a lot of people who worry about government intervention that the feedback loops that exist when you have somebody who's managed to metaphorically attach a tap to the wallets of taxpayers or to, you know, people's productive energies, that feedback loop is going to grow larger and larger and larger. And, we can't possibly let this camel get his nose under the tent, lest we all be living in servitude. The end.
Yeah, I think it's a naive argument. Of course, it's made often, and I was more sympathetic to it myself years ago. But then you just observe what's going on, and we've had a lot of government intrusion into the economy, nearly all of which I disapprove of, and I have no doubt that this intrusion has made the economy poorer, has made us less free. But it is a mistake to argue that the slightest bit of intrusion, or even a fair amount of intrusion, is necessarily puts us on an irreversible trek toward servitude. Let's face it, Americans today are just not as, we know we're close to being as enslaved and as burdened as were people of the Soviet Union or in Hitler's Germany.
Or half of the population of the United States 100 years ago, or another significant chunk of the U.S. population before that.
Right, exactly. And so in a lot of ways, we are free. I want to be clear here. I'm not arguing that we should be indifferent to these intrusions to our freedom, but I think libertarians do not do their cause any good by overstating the case. It's just not true that the slightest deviation from the ideals of freedom put us on an inevitable path towards servitude.
If you take Hayek seriously, he would argue that this step begets this step. If you have a lot of government intrusion into agriculture, for example, maybe in order to make the agency look good that's responsible for it, maybe certain information isn't free. Maybe the press needs to be curtailed a little bit to make the numbers work out. Part of that argument.
Yeah, look, there's no question that intrusions tend to breed other intrusions. The question is at what speed, and the question is can they be, and in fact, are they sometimes reversed? Hayek's argument, by the way, is often misunderstood. Hayek did not argue, and he insisted upon this, Hayek did not argue in The Road to Serfdom that the slightest bit of government intervention leads us on the road to serfdom. In fact, one of the complaints that a lot of libertarians have about the road to serfdom is that Hayek gave in that book far too great a leeway to government to intrude here and redistribute there. Hayek's particular argument was that, look, there are certain kinds of interventions that are not consistent with a free society, and those kinds of interventions are the ones that try to prevent economic change from negatively affecting anyone. Hayek said, if we seriously try that, then totalitarianism is the inevitable result. We're not trying that in any wholesale way, at least not yet.
And in the United States, given the degree of freedom, liberty that Americans have, certain intrusions are cause their own response within people, within taxpayers who then do their best to reduce the size of the triangle, as it were.
I think one lesson that I take from pondering this issue, and I mentioned it in a recent article I had in the Freeman, is that freedom is not, and free markets are not, these delicate flowers that just the slightest hostile breeze will rip up and destroy. In fact, and we should be grateful for this, freedom is a very, very vigorous plant. It's a flower, to be sure. It's not a weed, but it's very vigorous. It has, if it's deeply rooted, as it is in America, has been for a long time, it can withstand a lot of battering and still remain alive and well-rooted. It's not to say that the battering is good again. I think it's bad. But it's not this delicate flower that we have to worry about being destroyed just because we happen to take a few or even many wrong steps.
And arguably, it's the deeply rooted tradition there that actually allows government to grow as large as it does.
I think that's right. And look, no one knows what the future holds. I don't deny the possibility that we are now marching toward genuine socialism with a lot of more totalitarian implications, or totalitarian happenings in the future. It can happen. I'm just saying it's not inevitable. And so I urge libertarians and classical liberals not to overstate the case. The freedom that we love, the freedom that we respect, the freedom that we admire, and that we understand all vibrant societies need to flourish, is not delicate. It is hardy. And let's celebrate that fact.
Don Boudreau is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute and a professor of economics at George Mason University. You can read more of his work at cato.org.